The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The number one selling soda in the country has a new flavor, and I'm here for it. Let's talk about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. Woo. Let's go. We're the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Adria, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, so first hashtag, the Supreme Court says it won't review North Carolina's decision to stop issuing specialty license plates with the Confederate flag. Mm. There's this group called the Sons of Confederate Veterans, and they sued claiming the state's decision to not carry the Confederate flag was a violation of federal law. But the lower court's like, that's state property. Why do you want to have a loser symbol on your car anyway?
Yeah, I mean, like, it just reminds everybody that you're racist. I mean, that's what it is.
I know, Automatic. I know. But, you know, people are like, my First Amendment rights. Put that flag in front of your house so we can know who you are. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So everybody knows that gamers like crazy flavors, right?
I didn't know that.
Well, no, I don't know anything crazier than going from Confederate flag to food news. That's wild. All right, what's going on?
And what about gamers and flavors and what?
And a lot less serious news here. Coca-Cola has a new flavor. It's called Coke Ultimate Zero Sugar, and it's actually people who play League of Legends. And when you buy this, you actually can get 3 different in-game missions unlocked.
Okay, and if not, it's just a new flavor.
Oh, yeah, dog. Not like there's some good old diabetes to unite us all together.
It's zero sugar.
Coke Zero.
Oh, zero sugar. Okay, my bad.
So, you know, most of the gaming sodas and snacks are, like, made to get you all hopped up.
Keep you awake so you can stay gaming all day long. All right, so now let's move on to National Day. Anthony,
all right, let's go ahead and kick this one off with National Blue Day. It is National Wear Blue for Men's Health. So I know we just did a whole thing for Pepsi Zero.
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero.
But it is zero sugar, so zero we are still recognizing men's health.
We are striving, all right? It's not a gallon of water, but we're getting there.
We had a friend that has a hole in his foot, and it's been there for a month.
He literally didn't want to go. You could see through it. And he's like, you think I should go to the doctor? Yes, you should.
That is also a definition of being a man. That is great. All right, we also got National Fudge Day.
Gosh, this is not good for this man's health.
No, this is going to sound deeper than it is, but I'm a fan of, I love white fudge. I just love white fudge.
Why is that deeper?
I don't know. I just feel like people are going to be like, that's some like a personality trait, or like it's going to align
white
with
fudge
my.
Is good.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Really,
you know, I'll stand
white
on that.
You don't have to make it racial.
I feel like it is, though. There's like an undertone there that it's not. It's not. It's just, I just like white fudge. It's easier to digest. Mm-hmm. All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Refill Day.
Okay. What you refilling?
I'm going to refill my coffee like I do every day.
Okay. Automatic. That's nice. A good one right there. Is there a place you can get free refills on coffee? Hit us up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Anthony A., what you refilling?
My ketchup bottles in my refrigerator for sure. I just like I had somebody.
How about buy a new one? Yeah. So you don't have that little crusty stuff on the top.
I could do that. But I always forget, dude.
Yeah, Anthony, especially as a single man. At the grocery store, top of the list, condiments, probably not.
I always forget. I'm strictly relying on the Chick-fil-A homie to hook it up with extra ketchup.
Man,
so.
I can't stand that when you're like, you got some good fries and you reach in your fridge and there's no ketchup. Dun,
dun, dun. We will never run out of ketchup because I literally have bags of McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and Burger King ketchups.
Here's my dream for refill. Let's say you buy one fill-up of gas and your next is free. Oh. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Hell never going to happen, but yes, it would be amazing.
Well, I'm just saying, let's call Exxon now, see what they say.
About the BOGO idea.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Breaking down one of the biggest down in the DMs we've had, and Rosa called us because her man Benny is real suspect on the Instagram DM. So here's how that went.
His phone notifications were going off, and then he started to delete everything.
Yeah, when you start scrubbing stuff and deleting stuff, you probably got something to hide.
Look, I'm a good person, okay? I know that I'm good to him, and if he's talking to other women, he's not the man that I thought he was. So I want to get this straight. I don't want to get hurt.
So did it go down? Well, turn the radio up.
Wait, so you mean to tell me that you're hooking up with her friend Brenda?
Yeah, I'm going to hook up with her.
I don't know about that, dog.
Hey, Benny, when were you going to tell Rosa about Brenda? You just said you're trying to hook up with a girl named... Don't play. Rosa's listening right now.
Why did you lie to me?
I can't believe you did this. Yeah, I was going to leave your anyway.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. You're a and I hate you.
You sound like a child right now. You know that? I'm going to need my necklace and the air fryer.
Maybe Brenda can buy you a air fryer,
I don't think they're going to be able to work anything out. I think that relationship is done.
Just
done. Baby. You know, if you're going to talk to somebody else, just break it off in the first place. And Petty Benny won his air fryer back. Sir, what's wrong with you? If you do that to me, you ain't getting that back.
Oh.
Nothing but your single life.
I mean, the only thing you should ever ask back for is like a ring or jewelry.
Not even that, sir. If you play me like that, you're lucky you're getting away with your life. Oh. And the phone lines have been blowing up with this one. Okay, what are your thoughts on this down in the DM breakdown?
First off, to the down in the DM dude, man, tell him to stop listening to Drake 0 to 100 and start watching Adam Sandler's Anger Management.
For real? Settle down, Mr. Air Fryer. Settle down.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man. You're that petty, an air fryer?
They're like $39.95.
It could have been one of those nice, like, 9-in-1s. You know, those things, those are hard to come by. The Ninja ones?
True, but I mean, if you think about it, he went about it all wrong. You wanted the radio station to catch your girl cheating, but you didn't even know a dude to even refer to. Oh, I don't know, man. Just pick a name. I'm like, you pick a name. This is your girl. I'm like, pick a name, but man, that dude right there, man, I don't know. He made me want to go through the phone and slap him. I'm like, bro, you think it's funny?
All right, so automatic air, you said there's a woman that's been holding. I need to hear from a lady. So how do you feel about this particular down in the DM?
So here's the thing. Like, I don't care if I dated you. I don't care if we were friends. I don't care if we were hookup buddies. I will not give anything back. So, like, an air fryer, you can go on Amazon and get your own air fryer.
He was so petty. So petty.
You know why he's petty? Because he thinks that, you know, big energy where, well, I bought you this, I bought you that, I'm taking it back.
Thank you.
If you have that big energy, then keep it moving and go get it with Brenda. Since you're such a provider.
Go ahead. Are you asking for a gift back if you and Bay break up today? Tap in with your thoughts or go to @DanaCortez on Instagram where we're having this conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
There is no bigger selling artist in the world than Eminem. And he's inside the Daily Dirt today. And it's a feel-good story, too. I got this and more. It is the best gossip brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Famous people's birthdays first. Anthony A.
Well, let's honor somebody that Eminem looked up to. It is a great Tupac Shakur was born on this day in 1971. May he rest in power.
Very few people have done what that man did in a span of 25 years. Whoa. It's incredible.
Remarkable. And the best receiver in the NFL right now. Justin Jefferson celebrating his birthday as well.
Shout out to the Vikings.
All right, and also big shout out to Al Pacino. He and his 29-year-old girlfriend, I think he's 800 million years old, they had a baby yesterday. Hey. All right, so I want to start off talking about Chris Brown. Everybody in this room, and if you've listened to me for a minute, know that I've been a very big critic of Chris Brown.
Yes.
But when I saw this video, you can go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to watch, I couldn't stop smiling. It made me feel good. Chris Brown surprised a young fan. This kid is a dancer, an incredible dancer at that. And I'm getting chills just thinking about it because the child's face lit up. It was a beautiful moment. And you can change someone's life by just taking time out of your day, like Chris Brown did. And at that, on that, I just want you to watch it because I was smiling from ear to ear during all 30 seconds of it. Go check it out. Shout out Chris Brown for that. All right, now we're going to move on and talk about Mariah Carey. She's set to host a special celebration. You know, hip-hop's 50 years old?
Yes.
Oh. Woo! This all goes down at Madison Square Garden, September 15th. EPMD, Sean Paul, Mary J. Blige, Wu-Tang, and many more acts are on this lineup. So we're going way back.
Yeah, they're
going
to go back
here.
to the beginning of hip-hop. I'm curious to see if they're going to put some Jay-Z, some Nas. Is there going to be some West Coast representation? Maybe some Snoop Dogg? Okay.
Where's Too Short, man?
Yeah,
come
a Jay-Z appearance would make sense if Mariah Carey is hosting because they have a couple songs together.
We just hope that it's going to be all of hip-hop, being inclusive.
I had some friends who saw her at Lover and Friends, that big festival in Vegas, and they said that she does not put any effort in.
She doesn't dance at all.
So maybe her as a host is right up her lane and where she needs to be. Maybe she can reach out to Nick for some advice.
All right. And then finally, congratulations. Eminem's oldest daughter, Aliana Marie Scott, is married.
Oh.
She got married. And you know why I'm even talking about this is because fans were upset at Eminem. You weren't even at the wedding. He was there, but he didn't take pictures. Or if he did, the family didn't post those because he didn't want to take away from his daughter.
Oh,
that's her day, not Eminem's day.
I'm trying to figure out if Eminem would be a good father-in-law.
Eminem would not be a great father-in-law, but Marshall Mathers, yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody here supports adopting dogs. We talk about it all the time. Anthony,
yes, I did.
Your dog, Metro. Right? This woman, she saw this beautiful dog online. He lived in Texas. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm adopting you. Has him shipped all the way to Minnesota and doesn't understand why. He just won't learn. Sit, potty, stay. And then, for some reason, she ends up putting her TV on Univision.
I knew it!
A Mexican dog.
It's a little Mexican dog.
Siéntate, perro.
Funniest thing, he's an Irish setter. Irish setter only speaks Espanol. And she said now to comfort the dog because he was having such a hard time with his relocation after traveling from Texas to Minnesota. You from Minnesota. You know that's far.
Don't speak Spanish in Minnesota.
Right, no, I don't speak Spanish. But he was having like anxiety. So now she just puts Univision on and he loves it. He just sits in front of the TV. He smiles at him. He absolutely loves it 100%. So she actually bought Rosetta Stone and she's learning Spanish for her new dog.
He's watching for the weather, girls.
Bad puppy.
From dogs to baseball. Listen to this headline. Robot umpires are coming to minor league baseball.
They're taking all the jobs for real. How is this going to work?
So some minor league baseball organizations are testing robot umpires this season, but don't expect to see like R2-D2 out there. It's going to be a bunch of scanners that track the ball within a fraction of a millimeter. They're trying to use them this spring in the Florida State League before the Major League Baseball organizations consider it.
I don't think that's fair. I think that you have to have some human error on all the way around. I'm serious.
Well, that's part of the fun of baseball is yelling at the umpire when they miss a call. I mean, you can't have everything be so mechanical.
You can heckle. You can also heckle the robot, though, too.
What is you're not going to get anything out of a robot.
Dude, imagine the amounts of cheating that will go on then. That's going to be sick.
Ask the Houston Astros.
Dude, it's going to bang on that little thing right there.
I'm just kidding, Alec Brinkman. I'm just kidding.
All right, let's go out to something that makes us all go, what the f-? A Florida woman was charged with a DUI after driving high on deodorant.
What?
Oh, that's right, dude. Catherine Theodore was pulled over by deputies when they noticed her swerving. And when they searched her car, they saw 31 different cans of deodorant.
She was huffing deodorant?
She was huffing deodorant after a day of day drinking. So, yeah.
How do you huff deodorant?
You know, like people huff paint, they like put it in a shirt. Was she like spraying in there?
Exactly.
The shirt?
Yeah, they were kind of like all kind of proud open like that, too. Ooh.
Well, she was fresh. Fresh breath while she was on her way to jail.
Yeah,
don't do drugs.
It was considered a third degree felony.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.